Hello and welcome to another week of cinema previews with me, Carl Jones, taking a look at what's showing at Shropshire Cinemas over the coming week. It's a week for comedy and romance and some zany action at Shropshire Cinemas over the coming few days. The main release is a film called Scott Pilgrim vs. the World. It's actually based this on Edgar Wright's video-styled game, which came from the graphic novels by Brian Lee O'Malley. And Michael Cera in this plays a guitarist who, with his band, is very successful, but doesn't enjoy a roaring success with the girls. To stave off loneliness, he's dating a 17-year-old Chinese Catholic schoolgirl, ignoring the advice from all his friends who warn him against it. His life then changes dramatically when he meets the girl of his dreams, played by Mary Elizabeth Winstead, and he's instantly smitten. There's only one problem. This girl's ex-boyfriend is a rather tough guy who doesn't take the situation lying down and challenges Michael Cera's character to a duel to the death. This movie is a blitzkrieg, really, on the senses, which will appeal most definitely to young, techno-savvy audiences who live their life through their gadgets and gizmos. The sound effects produce on-screen captions in the true Batman style, like thud and kapow, and it is most definitely an assault on the senses. Michael Cera does manage to slip in a few decent one-liners amid all the action, but the bombardment of visual effects is rather exhausting, and the two-hour running time is more than enough. A 7 out of 10 movie, nonetheless. The other new release this week is a film called Grown Ups, which, a little bit like Sylvester Stallone's last week when he got together all of the action heroes from the past 20 years, Adam Sandler's done much the same with all the big American comedians who've hit the screens in the past 10 or 15 years. So the cast includes Sandler himself, Rob Schneider, Kevin James, Chris Rock, to name but a few. The female cast, meanwhile, includes Maria Bello and Salma Hayek, so it has got a very good cast. And the story, in essence, is that a group of 40-something male friends who are hankering for a return to the carefree days of their youth decide to go back to the places that they spent in their school days in the hope of reigniting all the great memories and looking back fondly on bygone years. What they actually end up doing is trying to resolve problems in their relationships, exercising a few demons and teaching the children they've now got the value of friendship. It brings a tear to the eye. The difference, however, is that while The Expendables with Stallone was hugely entertaining, this is a rather smug and a little bit tiresome movie. It will, however, play brilliantly, I think, to the Shropshire teen audiences, just like it's raked in $240 million at the American box office. The cast looked like they had great fun making it, but it does have to be said, it's one of the laziest scripts of the summer, and there are some gross-out moments that we're supposed to cheer at, and you do sort of cringe. One of those movies which will be liked probably more by the audiences than by the critics. Finally this week, just a special mention to an event that's happening in Bridgnorth on Saturday night as part of the town's Music and Arts Festival. A movie called Finding Their Feet, which was shot exclusively in Shropshire, is being shown at the Majestic Cinema, and director Matt Daniels will be on hand at the cinema to introduce it and to answer some questions after the end credits has rolled. The screening is free and it starts at 7:30 p.m. The film actually gets its world premiere in October, but it has been screened throughout Europe and the USA at various film festivals, and it's got some very good critical feedback. The story, in essence, is of a promising young dancer who's seeking to rebuild her life after a terrible accident, and of a boy who puts everything on the line to help her achieve it. Simon Golding, who's responsible for the publicity of the Bridgnorth Festival, said he's very grateful to Real Cinemas for their generosity in making available the 80-seater Screen 2 at the Majestic for the event. It's likely to be popular, and you can, as I say, book a seat, although it is free. If you want to know more about it, you can ring Simon on 07854 113647, or check the website www.findingtheirfeet.com. That's all for now. We'll see you again soon.